The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What is it, Thursday?
Yeah.
All right, happy Thursday. Good morning, I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
Natasha is on her way. Question. We're the only ones, about the only ones in the building.
Basically.
Couple of other jocks. Should we just wear pajamas? Is there a reason that we're like putting clothes on, taking showers?
You guys are wearing actual clothes?
Combing hair. Yeah.
I am.
I still am.
Yeah. I kind of thought about that. You know, what's the point? Let's all just give up. But yeah. I kind of feel like, no, prepare each day like it's a normal day.
I went over to the summer footwear. I'm just wearing slides. I mean, what's the point of me getting on like shoes and lacing and all that? Why? I'm right. going to see you two.
True.
Yeah, we're no one special.
Right.
Well, Selena has never tried to impress either of
She's
us.
She's like, wait, we're doing all of this.
Wait, yeah, I still
I'm
got
doing
on.
Slides, pajamas. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been doing that.
Haven't brushed my teeth in a while.
Oh.
It's fine.
What is you with the blowing in?
I just wanted to smell. You can't tell that I haven't brushed my teeth.
Yesterday, I was going to hand her my squeeze drink to read the label there.
Yes.
The nutrients in it. And she goes, wait, let me just check my hands. And went, on them. What was that?
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to get my hands all gross and sicky.
Oh, you were?
So, yeah, that way you wouldn't want me touching your bottle after I touched it anyways. But
gotcha. No, that joke, too soon.
I got good news for you guys. First day of spring. Wahoo.
Is today? It really?
Get yourself outside. Oh, never mind.
No. Oh. Well,
yeah, today is the first day of spring.
Doesn't feel very springy.
It doesn't.
It's not our normal first day of spring feeling.
The birds aren't chirping.
No, and it's been kind of cold.
Are the birds
rainy.
Even upset?
Yeah, they have to.
You think the
stay
birds
home.
Can feed off our energy? They're like, God, why is everyone so miserable? And then they're just tweet, tweet.
Yeah.
I think they'd be out like running around like, yeah, finally.
The earth to ourselves.
Yes, I can fly around without people pelting me with pieces of plastic.
Speaking of birds, I can't seem to get it into Natasha that the bird is going to move in San Francisco. She sees a bird on the street. And she's driving down, and she's like, oh, go, move, move, move. They're going to.
Yeah.
And they'll wait to the last split second. They have it so timed. They're city birds.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about hitting a bird. They're gonna leave, like, one split second right before your bumper gets
Did
there.
Did she slow down to avoid
yes.
hitting?
Oh,
and
no.
She's talking through the windshield, go, 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 birdie.
You're going to get, somebody's going to rear-end you. Because
right.
Everybody else is like, no,
no,
you don't
she doesn't
slow
like
down.
That. She doesn't like that. That's not her thing.
No. Have you ever been like unsure if the bird actually moved or not? Like because you didn't slow down, you're expecting the bird to move, but did it really?
Yeah,
you didn't
they
see
always
it?
You see them last second. I know city birds. I've been here a long time. They are like just drive, drive, do what you have to do. They're like filing their nails. They're working on papers.
Yeah.
Their taxes. They just don't care until you're an inch away, and you can be doing 40 and a 25 mile an hour zone.
Which we all do.
No, we have an agreement with the city birds. They know. That's that's the deal. Now, JV, the country birds, because I grew up, in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
They don't have
they don't
that
know.
Same. And I assumed that I am approaching this bird in the road. Of course, he's going to fly away and move.
And the grill.
You hit him?
He on didn't. Your car is filled with 14 birds. It was just one?
I felt so bad.
No. That sucks.
Was it just like an explosion of feathers in your rear view?
It looked more like I had just run over part of him, one of his wings.
Stop. Oh. I can't hear this.
I know.
This.
It was
I
awful.
Can't hear
Trust
it.
Me. I'm still traumatized to this day, but
I don't like
we
it.
Had an agreement, bird.
Yeah.
I thought you're supposed to move.
Yeah. I'm a car. Oh, you don't know the city. Now you're dead.
See?
I have something interesting here. 32% of online voters say they spend more than $20 on a haircut. Graham.
Yeah.
We talk about your hair quite often. I like it. It's a hot topic here. I like it. Selena doesn't.
Kind of corny.
I really like it a lot.
Thanks, buddy.
What do you spend on that bad boy?
$20.
$20.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, oh, no, wait. It prices just went up recently. The last time I went, she now charged me $22.
Can I tell you? It looks like a $40 haircut.
No, it doesn't.
No,
but
that's
I appreciate that, buddy.
To me, I like it. By the way, what are people going to do, and especially ladies, what are you doing with your hair and nails during all of this?
That's what I thought about, like, literally yesterday. If I need to go get my hair done, I can't, unless my hair lady, I haven't hit her up, unless she's working out of her house, which I doubt she is. I don't know. Nail salon.
You're not
salons.
Supposed to be traveling to someone else's house for a non-essential
That is
function.
Essential. That's essential.
Mm.
And it's less than 10 people.
Oh, interesting, Graham. Should I not say that there is someone in the city that's offered Natasha and I, hey, if you need the nails or something, just come into the shop. Just open it up privately.
Right. I mean, I think we're
Is
not
against the law
doing that. I understand why people want to do that because business has just fallen off the face of the earth.
Well, especially ladies, like if your nails just completely fall apart, they're broken, snapped, like.
Yeah, I know nail salons are hurting. I mean, I know a lot of nail techs that actually work at a home anyways.
Yeah.
So, but they're probably just super booked. But I know nail salons are really, really hurting right now.
Do you care about your nails at this time? Or are you like, it doesn't matter? I'm not going
Yes, I have boy hands right now because I have no nails.
Where'd they all go?
I had to take them off.
Take them off?
Yeah.
Are you just like, I'm rolling with this though? Like, no big deal? Or
No, I need to let them like grow out and just recoup for a couple weeks. And then I'm going to try to get them done again.
Dude, what is the deal with Cardi B's nails? How long is she going to get them? Did you see the length of them?
I did.
Not recently, but she's always had them super, super long,
Type in Cardi B eats salad.
It's horrifying.
People are like,
I was horrified.
Yeah, they're like, first of all, you don't eat a salad that way. These aren't chicken wings where you're grabbing one at a time and dipping them. She grabs one little piece of lettuce with super long nails, dips it into something, and then eats it.
Where am I typing this? On Twitter? Like, where are you?
I think anywhere. Everyone was talking about it yesterday.
I saw it going around yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, let me check Twitter.
It's horrifying, but it is like she's got utensils, attached to the each.
Someone did say that.
Of each nail.
Someone said, you're basically, you have chopsticks on your hands.
Yes, that's what it's like. How do you navigate your day-to-day life? I mean, we talked before about Selena having trouble at the gas station, not being able to get
but her these credit card nails, on the pump,
but those you couldn't do anything. How do you put your pants on?
Yeah. What are they? They're like, did you find it, Selena?
This one?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, how long are they going to get?
They're cute, though. I mean, I feel like those are cute.
I think they're absurd now.
I wouldn't be able to function. I mean, yeah, for her, that's. Yeah, they work for her.
They're so long, she can't even hold a fork.
Right.
She's eating a salad.
With pinchers, right.
These pinchers, because, yeah, she can't grab a fork.
She never has to do dishes. That's fine.
By the way, I saw something. Someone posted an old video. I can't remember who it was. There's a couple of young black ladies, and they were in the video dancing. Everyone was like, oh, man, why can't we just go back to that, just to regular beauty? And so many people online were like, yeah, and it's mostly ladies. They're like, yeah, let's get rid of the plastics. Enough of this inflated lips, eyelashes through the roof, nails longer than your hands. Like, we're sick of that. This is between ladies. They're like, let's just tell the plastics they've canceled and we're going back to our natural beauty. Any thoughts on that, Selena?
Yeah, I feel like if you're all about your natural beauty, nobody's stopping you from doing that. But why are you hating on the girls that want to do something a little extra? Maybe it's not your style and you don't got to do it. Nobody's forcing you.
Okay. I like that. Okay. Looking for a little reaction this morning. Selena got a little heated.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Billie Eilish, Wild 94.9. So she posted yesterday, if you guys need something to do while you're home, foster some babies. She's fostering two cute, like the cutest puppies I've ever seen
That's
right now.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to give up a little puppy. I could not.
I know.
How do you give a puppy away?
I don't know.
You've like bonded and cuddled with a puppy.
Yeah, she posted pictures. She's like snuggling with them. They're like crawling on her face.
I mean, if it lived with you for a week, there's no way I'm giving that thing. Never.
Yeah. Kids, though, you make your money off it and get rid of them.
Oh,
is that
how
people do it?
Give them back.
Oh, you can have for a year or two.
The government's giving us how much there, Chuck?
Sign me up.
This is the wife talking. The government's giving us how much, Chuck? All right, we'll keep him for a minute. I'm just kidding. That was a sad story. Thankfully, no one's listening. No. What do you got, Selena?
Okay, so Cindy Crawford's son, his name is Presley. He debuted another face tattoo this week. If you guys remember, maybe you don't, but when he got his first one, like his parents were livid. People thought he was on drugs. Like it was a cry for help. Same thing with this new one.
What was the first tattoo, by the way?
I don't remember what it was.
Oh, misunderstood.
That's what it was. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm misunderstood.
And people were like, oh my God, he's on drugs. Like he needs rehab.
When people commented, he got all mad. Like, first of all, you're misunderstood, so it's fine. That it makes sense that people would comment and not get you.
You are
misunderstood.
They don't know.
But don't get mad. You're writing stuff on your face. People are going to wonder what you're doing.
So this time, he got L.A. on his cheek. People were like, oh, no. Like, he really needs
help the game
now. But he ended up revealing that the L.A. tattoo was actually a fake. It was just an Instagram filter. If you guys, though, got a face tattoo, let's say it was fake, would your family believe you? Would they be mad? Or do they know you well enough to be like, he would never do that?
Yeah, my mom knew I would never get a tattoo on the side of my head. When I showed her, she goes, okay, funny. Yeah, right. You can wipe that off. Once she knew it was real, she was mad. I would think now, though, they would know it's a joke. I mean, why am I getting face tattoos right now?
I still think you should.
Stop.
That's just
it.
My opinion.
Stop it. I realized you're just trying to make me look dumb.
I'm not.
Like I'm the next SoundCloud rapper.
But you could be.
Well, I don't think I could.
You could if you really wanted to.
Graham, your family would know you're joking.
They would know I'm joking, but if you know they were legitimately convinced that it happened, I think my mom would be heartbroken. Yeah. I think she might die. I think that would just that would be it. Like I don't think she could handle it.
Natasha, what would your dad say?
He probably would just not act like it wasn't there. That's what he does. He just pretends like, you know, issues aren't there. He just ignores everything.
Oh, this is getting sad.
I know.
You know, I was going to say, though, you three have a nice enough face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys have
friendly. We have faces for radio.
To get an I'm misunderstood tattoo?
Well, if you did, it would just look nice, like a decoration. Like,
I don't want a decoration on my face.
You guys wouldn't look like thugs, is what I'm saying.
Whoa.
What are you trying to say about everybody else?
Let's go back to your dad. Do you think if you got a tattoo right now and you showed your dad, he would be like, who are you?
I
only say that just a quick little joke. The sisters, Natasha and her sister Cara, are like, is dad losing a little bit? Because dad calls Cara and says, it's your birthday. And she goes, no, it's JV's birthday. This is a couple days ago. So he calls me, happy birthday.
Whoopsies.
So would your dad even know who you are?
Maybe not. Yeah.
I hope he's okay, by the way.
Yeah, I hope so too.
All right. So I have something here. An Australian law professor was live streaming her class. She still is doing a class in person. But while she's live streaming it out to the world, this is what everyone caught. They caught her reaction because, how do I explain this? Two of the students were giving each other a hand.
Uh-huh.
In class?
Yeah. One of the ladies in the class was giving one of the guys a hand on his work, and the professor, while this is live streaming, was like,
I love you all, but give me one sec. We're gonna have to a talk now. Jesus. All right. So, I know that precedent is a very sexy topic. I love it when my audiences are excited and animated and engaged. Dear Lord. But there's a limit to that. So that being said.
All the other students are like, what are you talking about? Because she's looking directly at the two doing it. And everyone else, they don't know what's going on.
Dear Lord. If you'd like to have special love time with your partner, I'm sure that there's an empty cinema around here still trying to make the movie Cats work. It's empty. Go for your life.
Ouch.
And this is the second time I'm saying this in my career. No below the belt touching in my lecture theatre, please.
Whoa.
I'm not going to name and shame.
They're like, name and shame. Who is it?
This is a mentoring unit, so I will give some sort of mentorship here. Advice. The strategic placement of the hoodie on the lap only draws the eye more. I just mind that.
So my question is, would you have done what the teacher did, called the students out, kind of, or would you just keep teaching as the hoodie's bouncing up and down?
Oh my God, that's disgusting. I'm calling them out.
You are?
Yes.
You're going to say something like this?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be as clever. I don't know if I'd just be like,
sharp.
You guys stop.
She was good. Yeah.
That cat's line was good.
You would say that? Selena, you would just be like, hey guys, stop.
I don't know if I'd be able to control, because I would be so disgusted that you're doing that right there. I don't know if I'd be able to really stop and think of a clever way to put it. I really might just be like, you guys get out.
I think Graham and I, you know, we're going to come up with something clever to say. I'll let it work out in my mind. And then I have to address it. I'm going to say something funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way you can't not say something because it's too distracting. You can't go on teaching and talking about government or whatever, politics or whatever lesson she was giving while that's happening right in front of you and happening, I'm assuming, more and more, you know, and getting more animated, as she put. You can't ignore it. There's just no way.
Now the guy's eyes are completely rolled back. And never mind. Because, you know, it just seems like towards the end of this event,
Yeah.
There's going to be some auditory things that
probably
are happening.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, you got the final one.
All right, with everybody, you know, going through this tough time right now, you know, we're all in it together, but it's still a tough and kind of depressing time. What's the one thing that, you know, really has the power to just cheer everybody up right now?
What we just talked about. What I just talked about.
Yeah. That's
right.
That's one thing. It's not okay. What I was thinking of.
Oh.
It's Christmas, you guys.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
People around the nation have started putting back up their Christmas lights. I guess
somebody
thought of the idea and it's kind of caught on. So everybody's doing it. I even saw that the Hallmark Channel, they're going to start airing Christmas movies and some sort of Christmas movie marathon.
That's not for me. We just went through that.
Yeah.
We just saw all the Christmas movies. I like the lights, though.
Yeah, but homeowners, they've started to put back up their lights. They say it's bringing them some joy, and it's bringing some joy to their neighborhood. Would you guys be willing to put up your Christmas lights right now to cheer people up?
I don't have any, but otherwise I'm in. What about you, Selena?
I don't like this.
You don't like it?
I love Christmas time, but Christmas time is just for Christmas time. Mm. I get that it's bringing people joy. I think that's nice, but it's going to like throw me for a loop. I don't want everything to be Christmas without actual Christmas.
What about you, Graham? And quit saying Christmas.
That's how I say it. You guys got to deal with it, okay?
Christmas.
Your Christmas tree is probably still up right now. So
it's actually not.
In.
I took it down last month.
Natasha, is our tree still up?
Yeah, well, it's not a real tree, though.
Yeah,
so.
It's not. And it's only like a foot tall.
Yes.
But
it's still up, though.
I can't recall. Is it?
Does it have ornaments on it?
Or did I lay it down? Here's how we put it away. We lay it sideways.
And we're done with
just
that.
Just kick it over.
The trunk. Yes. Yes.
It went in the trunk?
No. That's where it was last year.
So where is it now?
It's still up in the trunk. Up on top of the trunk. I mean.
Oh, it's up. Okay. Yeah. So there's a trunk that we have. When we put it away, it goes in the trunk.
Got it.
And then for Christmas, we just stand it there. So it is away.
No, it's still
I mean, it
up.
Is. It is up, I
it's
mean.
Up.
Oh, wow. Christmas is in full. You guys are very festive over
We're
there.
In full
so cheerful.
Swing.
There's people in my neighborhood that still have their lights up.
Are you
so
serious?
So they can just plug them back in. There's a house on that's not too far from mine that has those snowflakes.
Oh, the little dangly ones.
The dangly snowflakes that when you plug them in, they light up. And they're hanging all across their garage still. I mean, come on, people.
Graham, would you? I mean, we're looking for things to do as well. I'm with... You know, everyone kind of being bored. Would you get all the lights out, put them back up?
I love the look of Christmas lights. I hate
putting
them
up.
Christmas lights.
Oh,
it's
such
a pain.
Makes sense.
I hate it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, it is the JV Show. If you're hanging with us, we do appreciate it. We're glad that we can be here for you. Soon, I'll start shouting out some people that are up and awake and they're checking in on Twitter. I'll get to you in a second. First... A little Corona. We're not overdoing it on.
Not much.
But we've modified the song too. A little Corona. Just a little Corona. What do you got, Graham?
The U.S. Treasury Department and the government, they're scrambling, you know, to figure out a way to keep the country from going into a full-on recession. They're trying to find a way also to, you know, help people out in this tough financial time. So they want to send everybody money. They say this is part of a $1 trillion plan to stabilize the economy, and they're going to start cutting checks. I think the goal is around $1,000 per person. Of course, it depends on, you know, your income level and your family size. But essentially, starting April 6th, that's their target date. They want to start the first round of checks going out to everybody. $1,000. What would you guys spend $1,000 on right now if they handed you a new check?
I'm not trying to be a hero here. I'm really not. But I think we have a job and we're okay. And there's so many people that do not have work. I don't know where it would go. I would have to check with Natasha, but we would need to give ours away to people that are like, this is really hitting.
Yeah.
Because now would I regret it 2 weeks later? Lose my job? Like, oh God, now we just lost our job.
Could have used that $1,000 right about
but
now.
But I'm one of those that believes we're all in it together type of a thing. If you're doing okay, help some others.
Yeah.
You guys have some spending ideas, which I don't know how you can. Everything's closed.
I know. That's the thing that I was thinking. How if you know, the goal is to get this money back into the economy.
Right. Spend it on, there you go.
It. Go spend it in your local economy. Mm-hmm. Where do I spend it other than the grocery store right now on toilet paper?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Oh, you thought there was toilet paper? You thought there was. That is funny. Did you guys see the video? Sorry, quick sidetrack. Did you see someone added lion sound effects to, I think it was Costco. Someone brought out a pallet of toilet paper and everyone started grabbing. So they did lions.
You know what those sound
effects
were? That's
what it is.
That was the Walking Dead, sound effects. as the mob of the
I just heard the growling.
It takes. I knew, because I used to always watch the Walking Dead. I was like, yeah. Oh, I recognize this.
The comedy on the internet. It's staying strong. Selena, yeah. If you got a $1,000 check.
My first instinct is like, I gotta donate this money. I gotta give it to somebody.
Selena, we're talking to you. It's okay. Be yourself.
No, okay. I would probably just I don't know. I'm getting a lot of emails from different stores I shop at about having huge sales. So I might just do some online shopping. You know, why not?
What about bank it? I mean, I guess if we're smart, we'll put it away. And
I mean, I feel like that's the thing that the majority of people are going to do and or use it.
So it defeats the idea, huh?
For the rent. Yeah. If everybody ties the money up and doesn't spend it, then it doesn't really help out the economy, at least not right away, like initially, like I think they're hoping it does. But I think, you know, to support a restaurant or something in your neighborhood that's not making any money right now.
That's what I would do.
That's the best way to do it.
There you go. That's what I would do. I would find a place that I could go. Yes. Locally to do it.
Yeah.
So we don't want to talk about a lot of corona, and Graham just did, but I had something too. So when we do this a little corona, we'll sing it softly.
Okay,
ready? A little corona. A website looked at the foods left behind on the panic shopping. Here's the stuff people didn't want. Frozen pizza with pineapple. Why? We took that.
Oh, I'd take that.
We'll take our frozen pizza with pineapple.
That's the best kind. Are you guys crazy?
Or frozen pizza with cauliflower and broccoli crust.
No, leave
broccoli
that.
Crust.
Ooh.
Yeah, I could see the world leaving that behind. I need food, but I don't eat that.
I've had one of those cauliflower crust, broccoli crust pizzas before, and that one could stay on the shelf. It's all right, but it's not pizza.
How's your diet going so far? Because I have not had the Chef Boyardee out of a can since I was 12. That's what we had for dinner.
You know it was good. Yeah, you know it was tasty.
It was tasty, but I was supposed to be on a 7-day cleanse, right?
Right.
I'm modifying it. Because it's going to give me all my nutrients. So I do at least feel like, well, I'm getting a lot of veggies with Squeeze, so it's okay for me to eat this other stuff. So my day went like this. It went with Cheez-Its. And then for a later lunch, one of these juice cleanses. With Cheez-Its. Different, though. I went hot and spicy to Pepper Jack.
Oh, that's a nice.
See,
combo.
I don't know how you can even.
And then for dinner, Chef Boyardee in a can.
And a squeezed.
With squeezed.
Don't forget your snack. You had your juice with the Montauk chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, but at least every time I got my veggies in there. I mean, are you guys getting your veggies? Are you getting your health during this time?
The only way I am like you is with Squeeze.
With Squeeze,
with the juices. Because other than that, like you go to the grocery store and you want to like get things that are going to last a long time. You can't do that with fresh produce. It's going to go bad eventually. So you buy all the frozen stuff or the canned stuff, if it's there.
Yeah.
I read you should freeze milk, freeze like any produce that you have.
Oh, is that what? Because I saw some lady with like 15 gallons of milk in her cart to check out. Like, what do you think you're doing with all this milk? I guess she's going to freeze it, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't want frozen milk. But like, even if I go to like the frozen vegetable aisle, it's all gone.
Right.
Everybody's already thought of it.
We bought, you know, in the panic shopping list that my wife gave me was a bunch of like actual produce items because she wanted to cook some things this week. But now we've cooked, we've cooked the last 3 nights and all that stuff is gone. So I'll be joining you in the Chef Boyardee main course.
By the way, I would like everyone to know, later on we'll give some positive things about this little corona. And one is they expect that they'll still be able to supply us with all of our food and needs. Like, there's no reason to panic do this. Like,
right.
We're going to be just fine with everything. A website looked at all the foods left behind nobody wanted. Hot tamale flavored Peeps. What is that?
Ew.
Oh, that's hot tamales candy or cinnamon, like a hot cinnamon candy. I love those.
Okay.
But Peeps are those marshmallow things.
Why would anybody
Easter.
Want those anyway?
No one does. These are the things left behind.
That sounds
Baby
terrible.
Shark cereal. No one wanted that. Oh, that's
Natasha wants that.
That's something that sounds awesome to you, yes. Baby Shark cereal. Oh, this is sad. Everyone, of course, grab some water, stock up on some water. Left behind at number 5, Aquafina water.
Aww.
Whoops.
Natasha goes, oh, yeah. Is Aquafina horrible water?
Water tastes the same.
No, it does
to
not.
Me.
That's not true.
No, to me.
Wait. I'm not to my me. Challenge card. You fought me tooth and nail over that before.
Oh, I can tell you. So I'm not going to say the brand. It's not Aquafina. There's another one that it is toilet water. Mm-hmm. It tastes nasty.
Yeah. Well, some of those, when you look at the back where the bottled water came
it,
from.
Is it the one it I was getting paid to talk about?
What one? Was...
I remember that one.
Everyone's going to write it down.
Wait. Was it that one?
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah. No. Well, what, literally, you know, some are like, wow, we're bottled at some mountain spring. Like, no, you're not. Read the label. It, a lot of bottled water is just made at a processing plant where they filter it a bunch. And they essentially are taking tap water and just filtering the hell out of it and taking the impurities out of it. And sure, it should taste slightly better, but it still tastes like the sewer.
Behind from. They just on the wall, they have a Rocky Mountain.
Yeah.
They have a, just to make it feel like it's, it's coming from there. Oh, we'll just skip down to this. When people panic shopped, these are the items they did not get that got left behind. This is going to be sad, guys.
What is it?
Corona beer.
Oh.
I did see a lot of that at Target.
They took a hit.
Yeah.
I did feel weird. Someone with their time off is like, hey, man, we got to make the best of it. I'm just kicking it in my garage. Had a Corona beer in his hand. But and they have nothing to do with it. I feel sorry for them because... In my mind, I thought, I wouldn't be drinking that now.
I've
but
noticed
why not?
Really? So many Corona beer commercials. Haven't you guys?
Yeah, there are a lot of commercials. They're now. Trying their best to say, here, have a Corona COVID.
Ice cold. On the
an ice cold COVID.
Yeah.
Dude, that would make a great... People are looking for funny content right now out there. That we should redo a commercial, an ice cold COVID.
Oh, I love it.
That's not funny. Never mind.
I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah. Selena?
Yes. I didn't love it either. I hated it.
You got to admit, I have a lot of good ideas.
You do.
Some, but because I have so many good ones, some of them are just terrible. And that was one of them.
And they're not even that terrible. It's just that the other ones are really, really good. So we have high expectations.
Okay. I understand that. What do you got coming up, Selena?
Do you want to talk about an artist still dealing with fallout from Fyre Festival? I'll tell you how much Migos is going to have to pay up coming up inside today's That is Trending at the 55.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. Checking in on Twitter here. I want to give a shout out to some people hanging with us. Lupe, Howley Gear, Carla, Good Morning, Big J Rod, Carol, Josh, Abigail sharing something she was doing with her four-year-old yesterday. Project. Very, very cool. Sal, good morning. Stephosaurus, we love you. Michael C., we love you. It's Tomahawk. Good morning. Joey Corona is right here with us. Also, Brainy SFC and Joaquin and Kimberly and Julio. Everyone, we love you very, very much.
Hottest things. Trending.
What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Today's Hottest Trending brought to you by the San Francisco Department of Public Health and the San Francisco Department of Emergency Management. So none of us were invited to the Beyoncé virtual watch party, huh?
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. So all the party planning started on Monday. Somebody named Jasmine Lawson, who works for Netflix, she tweeted about all Beyoncé fans getting together to relive Homecoming, her epic Coachella performance.
Yeah.
She got a lot of positive feedback. So she's like, okay, let's make this happen. So she announced it would happen Wednesday night. That's last night, 6 p.m. since everybody's going to be home anyways. Guys. Even Beyonce herself retweeted this.
The queen?
Yes. Wow. So hashtag homecoming was trending. Fans were freaking out at the possibility that maybe, just maybe, the Beyonce, the one and only queen herself, could have been watching right along with them. Obviously, I wasn't there. I didn't get the memo, but I heard the watch party was lit. The virtual watch party.
By the way, someone mentioned that you can do your watch parties on Netflix, and we talked about it on the air. That's the same thing, right?
Netflix party.
A Netflix
is what
party.
That is. Yeah, you have to download something separate for that.
Okay, so I looked into that. Yvette wrote me last night, said, hey, JV, when are we going to do the Netflix party? So I looked into it. You don't really get to talk or do anything on video. It's just a chat room to the side as you sit there and watch it. I want to wreck it for people. If I'm going to do a watch party, I want to pause it and let's all make jokes and have a laugh and stuff. There is one program. There's like five different programs where you can do this stuff. One of them, you can do some video and some audio. You got to pay for it.
Oh, no, I'm out. Wait, like
so it's a chat room. You got to type out the jokes while everyone's watching.
Thank you.
That sounds terrible.
Or this like other thing.
I hate typing.
This other thing. You not only have to pay for their service. People would have to have a Netflix account and pay into this platform.
So to have people in there doing this with you, it's just too much. The way we'd want to do it is too much.
I don't want to do that. But I'm still not opposed to Netflix party. It's the same as having like a group chat with your friends and you're just like texting. You know, people do that anyways.
It doesn't sound fun to me.
It's hard to get the timing right on a joke if the thing I want to say just happened, you know, as we're all watching it. I want to fire something and then I got to type it out and then spell check it and then hit send.
Yeah, if someone
that joke's come and gone.
If someone says something, you want to kind of talk over it and go, except for your hairdo. Right. You know what I mean? You want to like get some good rips in there.
You know, some people don't like talking. I'm talking about myself. Don't like talking during their shows and movies. So
right. Well,
I'm
you wouldn't
okay
be invited to my party.
Wow. Why not?
Because what you just said.
So Migos is still dealing with the fallout from Fyre Festival. The disastrous festival was 3 years ago. The two guys basically in charge, one Billy McFarlane, is still in jail. The other one, Ja Rule, nobody can take him serious ever again. He's just a joke at this point. Nobody will ever do business with that man. So the models who promoted this festival, they got sued, as well as a lot of artists on the lineup, basically all of them. So I'm sure we'll be hearing more about, you know, what artists will have to pay for what. As for Migos, though, they've been ordered to pay $30,000, which obviously isn't a lot, but considering they didn't really have any direct involvement in the festival, a lot of people feel like they shouldn't even have to pay that. They shouldn't be held responsible.
Yeah.
Do you guys think they should have to pay anything? Like, the artist should be sued?
If they... I don't...
Because they didn't know it was a scam.
I don't think so, yeah, because they were hired to go there, and then suddenly it was off.
Yeah.
If they had any idea, though, then yeah.
That's how I feel. I feel like there's no way they would have known. You know what I mean? They got hired through an outside, the promoter or whatever. Yeah. They didn't know. By the way, they were paid $100,000 for the festival. So really, they're still getting to keep $70,000.
Mm. I saw a tweet. Someone says, the organizers of the Fyre Festival have definitely planned 2020 so far.
Very accurate.
I want my money back.
What do you got, Graham?
All right, doctors are reporting there is another symptom to be on the lookout for that may signal you have the coronavirus. And that symptom is the last thing mentioned at the end of the Pepto-Bismol jingle.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Oh, the diarrhea.
Yes, according to information from patients in China and Italy, about 50% of the 200 cases they studied had the rhea before they got the rona. And so before any...
The rhea for the rona.
Right. So before any respiratory symptoms showed up, the patients reported having some gastrointestinal problems. So doctors are saying, do not discount the
diarrhea.
If it shows up, it could be a sign
that
you have the corona.
Doctors say it that way. They go, listen, you don't want to discount the diarrhea.
Yeah, I love his voice. It's so angelic.
It makes the news a little easier to stomach.
Yeah.
Hey, little gastrointestinal joke there.
And finally, Graham.
Yeah, the last two remaining Bay Area counties that hadn't issued a shelter-in-place order for their residents have finally caved. Solano County's order has gone into effect, and Napa County's goes into effect tonight at midnight. Mm. Solano County has 8 confirmed cases. Napa County is still sitting at 0 confirmed. There are now over 7 million people here in the Bay Area, all under orders to shelter-in-place as health officials try to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Currently, there are over 400 confirmed cases in the Bay Area, and sadly, there was another virus-related death reported in Santa Clara County, bringing the total in the Bay Area to 7. Nationwide, there are now over 9,400 cases, which was a surge of over 40% in just the last 24 hours. Obviously, that's mainly due to the increased amount of tests that are going out, and there now have been at least 149 deaths.
All right. So I guess people were right. We're like, why are you stocking up on the toilet paper? Because...
Diarrhea.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, it is the JV Show. Good morning, I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Squeezed. Get those nutrients. Have Squeezed. Bring the fruits and veggies right to you. It's all in a bottle. Instead of having a meal, you just drink that down. Great way to boost your immune system. A couple of interesting things, and we'll tell you something good. Graham, you're up first.
You know, with so much divisiveness in this country, is that a word? I don't know, division.
Sounded
a lot
weird.
Of division. One of the things that divides people is the taste of cilantro. To a lot of people, they love cilantro. They want to put it on everything, you know, dishes from tacos to pad thai. A lot of other people, though, say cilantro tastes like soap, and they hate it, and they can't stand it. Well, researchers at Cornell University, they conducted a study. This was back in 2012. They found that there's one specific gene. Basically, it all comes down to genetics. If you have this one gene in your brain, you're more susceptible to picking up the scent of certain chemicals that are found in soap and also in cilantro. So cilantro will taste like soap to you. And they think there's anywhere, they don't know the exact number of the population that has that gene. They say it could be up upwards of about 21 to 25%.
That explains. I love to shower with it. I really don't like it on tacos.
You don't? See, that's...
You have one of these weird genes?
I don't really shower with it. I force myself to keep trying it and trying it. Natasha's like, just get some cilantro on there. Here, have some. So I'll have three tacos and I'll put it on one and it just to make it a little different. Mm-hmm. I feel like I should have some on there. Not a cilantro fan at all.
Weird.
But does it taste, I wonder, does it taste soapy or you just don't like the, because some people, and I can't understand that because I absolutely love cilantro and I'll put it on things by the handful. To me, like a taco, like you got to scoop it on. Pile it on the top.
Ugh.
But if it tasted soapy, like legit soapy, right. I could see you'd be going, ugh.
I didn't connect with you saying soap, but when you said there's something chemically about it, yes, it feels like there's chemical in it. That's what it feels
like. So you might have the gene.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got the gene.
Whoa, that's weird. Yeah. It's so good. Put it in everything.
I love it.
To my interesting thing, a diehard fan of Disneyland visited the park every day for more than 8 years. Every single day.
Whoa.
Almost 3,000 straight visit. That streak just ended when Disney announced it was temporarily closing on March 13th. Jeff Reitz was planning on setting a Guinness record that no one else could ever touch. There's some people he's heard of that have gone like for 2 years, but he wanted to get that record.
Yeah.
No one else was ever going to come close to. By the way, do you guys think Jeff here should be allowed to just pick back up? It's not like he ended it. It stopped.
Yes. But... it's not his fault.
Okay, you're with him, right? Yeah. I think once the park opens, we just let him pick up from there. He had every intention on going. I mean, we shouldn't count this against the record he's trying to set.
Oh, not at all. No, it's still going. It's got to be still active because he was physically unable to go because nobody could go.
But what in the perv is going on?
I mean...
single man?
Like, let's get a new hobby guy.
I assumed he was like a kid. Maybe his mommy was taking him. He's not.
Well, I'll have to look him up. This is just the article. I would think if you've been going for 8 years, your mom's dropping you. She started dropping you off at 12, and you're now...
now you're 20?
You're 20? And you're no, this sounds like a guy that's...
No, this is an older guy. This has got to be an older guy. And yes, let's get into... this has got to be a pretty expensive hobby also.
Oh, my God. Very expensive.
That's a lot
let's
of
do
park
the math.
Tickets.
Natasha, you were going to say something, and then I'd like you to look up what a ticket is.
Would it count if he, like, circled Disneyland
No,
park?
I think he's got to go in there. Like, you can't just circle around. You got to pay admission.
Yeah.
Go in there, like, stare at kids. Hey, can I get a picture with him?
And then ride the teacup.
Definitely an older man. He's an Air Force veteran.
Oh, then I feel bad saying this. He's an Air Force vet.
Maybe Disney just makes him happy, JV. And
it does. Right. That's why I want to retract.
Okay. It's everything. Retracted. It's
he's a
gone.
Vet. Good, good. All right. So, Selena, tell us something good.
Okay. So, 93-year-old Bonnie Linder from Hartley, Iowa. Every single morning, she wakes up super early to wait for the neighborhood school bus. Not because she's a perv. Not because she's going to school. She's 93 years old. But she wakes up just to stand there. So, as the bus drives by, she can wave to all the children. Makes the kids super happy to see her. And it brings her so much joy. So all the kids last week, they found out that her birthday was going to be over the weekend. So they wanted to make the Friday before extra special for Bonnie. They knew that she was going to be standing outside. So as they approached her, all the kids, as loud as they could, they yelled, "Happy birthday." The driver even stopped the bus. He opened the doors to make sure that he greeted her himself. Then he gave her a birthday lap dance. Just kidding. But Bonnie loved it. And she said it just made her whole entire day.
Oh, that is awesome. Diarrhea. Why are we still playing that?
Ruin your whole entire day.
Why are we still playing that sound?
I love it. I'm glad I held on to it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, so JV, didn't you joke before about like NBA games? Since I mean, I know that they're off right now, but you had joked about pausing the game and having somebody like take the basketball away and like wash it just
wash
to make
it
sure
before,
this,
yeah, before. Between every pass.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Okay, so they actually did that or something similar at a pro rugby game in Australia. They didn't pause the game, but they appointed like an official ball washer to continuously wash the ball throughout the game.
But if one person has the coronavirus and you keep passing it and passing, like it's got it all over it. By the way, we made the news again. The Bay Area made the news. Remember you said Anderson Cooper said, why are people rollerblading out on Embarcadero? This is not a shelter in place. Now there's more footage that made the national news. A bunch of Bay Area people just sweaty and a whole game playing, everyone out there playing basketball.
Come on,
and they're
people.
All just rubbing the basketball and throwing it, and groups of people also watching, standing right next to
one
another.
Oh my God.
They're like, are you guys doing the shelter in place in the Bay Area or not? When they said go out and exercise, it didn't mean everyone, you know, cough and throw the ball to one another.
And drip sweat everywhere, like, all over each other.
One guy's back was just so sweaty.
Ew.
But if your boys are showing up at a pickup game, JV, you got to get out there.
I don't think so.
Down on the court, cross them up. Come on.
No. Oh. Hashtag stay the F home.
Right.
Yeah.
My boss confused me on that. He goes, I like that hashtag stay the F home. And then about 20 minutes later, he goes, you should encourage people to get out and frequent local businesses.
I'm confused.
Wait, how do
which
we
is it?
How do we stay the F home but get to the business? What else you got, Selena?
Okay, so people are accusing Kate Middleton and Prince William of buying their Instagram followers.
So
when Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, when they stepped down as royals, they had made their own like separate Instagram account, and they were getting followers fast, right?
Yeah.
And they never really caught up to Kate and William, but they always were super close. Like, they never passed them up. And it seems like whenever they do approach the point of reaching them in followers, both accounts just maintain the same. Like, they never pass them up for whatever reason, despite everybody liking them more. They have more engaging content. They're, you know, in my opinion, more popular.
Yeah.
The royal family, though, is denying they manipulate their follower numbers.
What do you guys think?
They're totally manipulating their followers.
I mean, they've got the money. They got that old money to buy followers.
Yeah. It's royalty. What do they have time to sit around and do? Everything.
Right.
Because they don't have a real job. It's not a real official job.
Yeah.
And they would never, they've had it out for Meghan Markle for a while, I think.
They don't want her to get more popular.
Yeah. Kate Middleton and Prince William.
I could see it happening. Hey, really quick, I was saying, I don't want to do a Netflix party and just sit there and do a chat. I also don't want to do a Netflix party if I have to pay to have the ability to do a video stream and an audio stream with the listeners. Toro Loco said, JV, just live stream it through Twitter or Twitch or YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. That's some copyright laws there, right? I can't just put a camera up on Netflix as I'm watching.
Yeah.
That's against the law. Well, of course it is.
You're not allowed to redistribute this broadcast or whatever in any way without the express written consent of the NFL.
Like, Selena, if I went to the moon, you could have taken the NFL off.
It's usually the NFL that says that, but it's the same rule.
If I go to the movies and turn on my Instagram Live and I'm just streaming it, of course, like that, they can punish you on that.
Yeah, but I thought because that wasn't like available to everybody yet. But if you could, it's a show that you can stream anyways. What difference does it make?
Not everyone has a Netflix account. Like, they want people to buy and prove that. That's why all these platforms, if I was going to do a shared thing, they're saying, yes, everyone has to be on our platform, and they also have to have a Netflix account to prove that you're watching this legally.
Yeah, they don't just invite the norms into a Netflix party. You have to have a Netflix account.
Oh. Okay.
What else do you have, Selena?
Okay, so I discovered this term that totally describes how our weekend time schedules totally screw us during the week. And I know we cannot be the only ones.
Okay.
But it's called social jet lag. This is when we're really used to getting up super early during the week for work. And then on weekends, obviously, we're off and we're staying up late. We're partying till the early hours of the morning. And then it screws with us when we have to go to bed for work and wake up. We can't sleep. We're tired. We just feel so behind and like
can I guess
we're
the
zombies.
Name? Ah, crap. Is that it?
No.
Oh.
Social jet lag.
Oh, it's just called social jet lag.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh,
I thought but you had a name. It's like the perfect name for this. Everybody experiences this, right?
Well, you guys know I get a lot of sleep on the weekends.
I hate you.
Yours is wiped out after your first 15-hour sleep session, of which you back up with another 15-hour sleep
session. Social jet lag. I usually can't talk Mondays because I've slept too much.
You
guys are hungover.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You guys are hungover. You're like, God, I can't do a good show because I'm hungover. I got no sleep. I'm the opposite. I slept so much. I'm like a bear coming out of hibernation.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Takes a while to get your system back up to speed.
Right.
You won't even get this from like staying up late watching movies or something?
I fall asleep.
Well, yeah, because he took an 8-hour nap before he stayed up late to watch the movie.
Yeah, and I get up and it's time to watch a movie, but then I fall right back asleep.
Yeah, this describes me every Monday, Tuesday, at least. It takes me a while to like get back into the routine of having to go to bed early for work.
Doesn't make sense. Speaking of, this is really weird. It doesn't tie in at all, but kind of. I talked about a hibernating bear there.
Uh-huh.
Natasha was watching something on TV, and they're messing with these bears, and they pulled one of its tufuses out. They pulled its tooth out just to see how old it is.
Really?
Yeah. Do you think we should be doing that? And she goes, and it doesn't want a tag on its ear. They put a big tag on its ear, so for the rest of its life, it's going to try to get this thing off. Like, why do we do this stuff to animals?
I mean, you can make an argument kind of both ways. It seems really inhumane, but also if we want to protect certain species, we need to learn everything we can about them to know.
Here's how we can protect them. Quit screwing up Mother Earth. Like, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that would be a simpler.
Otherwise,
it will never happen.
Out of our, I think it's just human curiosity. How old is this thing? I don't know. Rip its tooth out.
Did they at
what
least
if people
numb it
did
first?
That to us? It doesn't matter. It's still gonna hurt.
Maybe the bear gave consent. Did he sign like?
Of course, the bear didn't.
Did it get a little toy or a treat after it left the dentist's office?
A
no.
Sticker?
Now I know a lot of people don't care about animals. I do. How do you guys feel about us experimenting on animals to come up with a cure? We've been talking about finding a vaccine for the COVID-19. And they always distinguish, yeah, we're working on this and we're not testing on animals, or we're going to skip the round of animals, or we should test on the animals first. What do you guys think? Because we now have human volunteers. I saw a guy in the news up in Washington. He's like, yep, they put this thing in my system. He goes, I'm feeling fine. One of his eyes was spinning in circles.
No.
He goes, I haven't been able to tell anything except one eye was closed and the other one was going, like a pinwheel.
I mean, if there are people just lining up to try it that are willing, then why bring the animals into it?
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I don't like testing on animals.
Testing on animals, and shame on the beauty and cosmetic world, because
there's a lot now that don't do that.
Well, they
right
all
now,
shouldn't.
But they for the last 100+ years have right extensively,
yeah,
and like
yeah
thousands upon thousands of millions of animals have been tested upon, so we can put makeup on our faces. To me, that kind of testing is way harder to justify than if you're trying to find a cure for something. That
right
testing still seems horribly cruel, but at least there's a higher purpose for it, at least at the end of it. The makeup
yeah
stuff, that one just, it pains me to watch those videos.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make light of this, but what did the animal, were they like putting makeup on the animals?
They
like
smeared in their eye,
in their
chemicals
eyes
and stuff.
On their,
yeah,
in their
to
eyeballs?
To see how they respond. It's just like burning them, and it's like, it's hurting them. They're like, yeah, let's not do those chemicals because it totally just burned his eye out.
Yeah, and all his hair fell off and he's got his skin is peeling away.
I imagine
away
them looking hella cute. You guys
no
ruined that for me.
By the way, this is the kind of positivity you tune into for, or this
yeah
is what you're, you know what I'm trying
yeah
to say.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
On Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wait, Graham, really, really quick. You were just talking about someone you saw on the news who volunteered to be a subject that they test a vaccine on. What did she say?
Yeah, and she was the very first person.
Oh, the first.
The very first person that signed up to do it, and the very first person that received the shot of the vaccine or the potential vaccine.
Yeah.
And she said, they asked her, are you getting paid for this? And she's like, well, yeah, they said that they would. There's some amount of money, but I'm not going to accept it. I'm just doing this because I want to volunteer to try to help people.
That's the guy I saw from Seattle who said, they were like, why are you doing this? He goes, I feel like I need to do my part. So I volunteered for them to test on me. One thing that I don't understand. So they're not putting the virus in him. What they're doing is putting that protein in him. And they're hoping that if he gets COVID-19, that protein acts like our normal antibodies and attacks it and shuts
yeah
it down. But they don't have any plans. All of these the people that are getting this protein put in them, they don't have any plans of injecting the virus in them to see if it works.
So what's the
point? What's the point? I feel like at the end, you have to then get injected with the virus to see if the attack on it works.
I think the trials have to go to something like that at some point. Right now, they want to see if your body just has any bad reactions
right
to that protein or whatever that they're hoping is going to build up your antibodies. So they just want to see if there's any side effects to that
gotcha
first.
And I told you on the news, he goes, I'm doing just fine. And what was going on with his eyeballs?
It was spinning around like
yeah
a slot machine that had just hit a jackpot.
One was closed and the other was spinning like a pinwheel. And it had the sounds of it. Of
ding,
a,
ding, ding, ding,
yeah
ding.
Got an email here. Hello, JV, Selena Graham, Natasha. I would appreciate if you could give a birthday shout out to Riley and Sophie. Around 7:30 to 7:40 a.m., my daughters and I tune in every morning when I drop them off at school. Pause. Why are they still going to school, I wonder?
They're not. I think she sent this email at the end of last week.
Oh.
This was an early, like...
So do you think they're even listening now?
Well, I'll send them an email and say,
they're sleeping.
Listen to the podcast.
I do wonder that. All the moms and dads that were riding into school, listening to us with the kids, having a good time. Have we lost them all?
I hope not, but...
They're sleeping.
I'm sad.
They still need to wake up and get the kids ready and have...
For homeschool, to sit in the living room and...
They need stuff in the background, background noise.
While they're sleeping.
That's all we are, background noise
to wake
now?
Wow,
it's a sad time for the JV
show. Do we say happy birthday to Riley and Sophie?
We still do, because they can come back to the podcast and listen.
Riley, Sophie, happy birthday to you both. It says we're going to be tuning in. It says here, we will tune in March 19th. Maybe they have. They had a planned trip to Disneyland, unfortunately. But then that got canceled due to the coronavirus. And that's from Janor. Or how would you say the name? J-A-N-O-R.
Janor.
Janor.
Ooh.
Janor. How about Janor?
Yes.
That's from your mom. Janor. Here's what people are posting on Reddit. A couple of questions here we can answer. Somebody posted, do you ever sit down in the shower? If so, why? Please tell me there's no one that sits in the shower.
No.
I do.
You sit?
Shut up!
Not routinely, but I have. It's kind of nice. You should try it sometime. It's real comfortable.
If I were like in a movie I'm crying and I'm depressed.
JV.
Maybe.
That's exactly what I was going to say. If you're ever going through some stuff in your life and you got, you know, your real life contemplation, you just sit down in the shower and you just kind of put your head in your hands and you just let the water rain down upon you and you pretend like there's some, you know, dramatic music playing. It's really powerful
stuff.
Do
you have like one of those like benches to sit on? Are you sitting on the shower floor?
Yeah, what are you sitting on?
Oh, the shower floor. It feels good to have like the high, the rain.
And you're just sitting crisscross applesauce and everything's just all...
I don't sit Indian style. I can't do that.
That's offensive. It's crisscross applesauce.
I can't sit cross-legged. I can't do that.
Teach him.
It's crisscross applesauce.
She had to teach me that, too.
I can't sit cross-legged. I can't do it. It hurts my knees.
Natasha?
I try not to, but if I have to, like if you...
Why would you have to?
Well,
sit in the shower.
If I have a treatment in my hair and I'm waiting for it to like work, you got to leave it in 5 minutes. And then I have something on my feet to soften my feet. Then if I stand, then I'll slip. So I got to sit on my butt. Wait for it to...
And hold your feet up in the air at the same time?
Yeah.
Sounds very uncomfortable.
And then I'll shave, my legs while my feet are up and my hair is like not hitting the water. So the conditioning treatment is working. And then once it's...
Does that hurt a little bit on your flat ass?
Just kidding.
It's a joke.
Why? I see.
It's
a
joke.
She's been doing so many squats and her butt looks great.
I swear to God on my dad, I love her butt. I do, because she always says, I have no ass. So that's me teasing with my wife, but no one else was supposed to listen.
Got it.
That's all that was.
You know what?
It does.
And they're not. During what we're going through, thankfully, no one's listening.
When you are in that pose, it does hurt your tailbone because you don't want to you don't want to sit like on your flat butt because, you know, you don't want to...
You don't want to sit on your flat butt.
Like,
which one do you sit on?
You want to sit like on the cheek or like on kind of like if you're in a V shape, kind of like on that tailbone.
Oh,
yeah. Because, you know,
techniques.
Yeah.
Sounds painful.
Why don't we do a live stream and you show people how you avoid sitting on your flat butt? somebody posted, what do you think a male mid-20s living room should look like? I say just a leather couch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Plastic plant. One picture. That's enough.
You forgot the panther sculpture.
Yeah, don't rip on me.
You had a panther sculpture?
I had a panther, and he was all spread out, and on his back, that's where the table was.
Wait.
You know that thing you see at the flea market?
Like the glass coffee table was sitting on a panther's back.
Yeah.
That's ferocious. I love it. That is
Thank
fierce.
You, Graham.
That, yo, wow.
I actually thought at the time I got it, that was classy. I thought, wow, man, I got my first apartment in Pleasanton. My own apartment. There's a panther table.
I mean, if you've
got a green leather couch,
that's how you know you've made it. Once you got that panther table.
You know what's funny?
What?
My ex had a leather couch and a panther sculpture.
He did
as well. You guys
have some class, Hector.
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh
my God.
Who would do that?
You guys think
how
like
tacky?
Seriously,
Selena. How do you imagine that 20-year-old, a guy mid-20s living room?
I mean. It's got a couch.
Yeah.
It's got a coffee table. They don't go together. Those are the only two pieces of furniture, right?
Yeah.
And obviously the table was like a hand-me-down from like grandma or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like a heck of old and okay. dusty.
Yeah.
Not even a picture, maybe a poster hanging up. You have alcohol bottles, maybe some ash because you smoke a lot of weed.
Right, right.
It smells like weed. There's stains in the carpet, a DVD collection.
A DVD collection? Yeah. Yeah, I had that too.
I'm picturing a DVD collection.
Trophy? Maybe?
Yes.
Trophy on the mantle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you think?
I'm seeing the TV larger. The TV is larger than the coffee table. All the money in the living room has gone into the TV.
Oh, yeah.
But not any of the surrounding TV, you know, furniture. The TV stand is virtually non-existent because it's hanging on the wall. The wires everywhere.
Wires everywhere.
Wires are everywhere. A lot of different. There's an Xbox. There's a PlayStation.
I was going to say.
Wires are crisscrossing from those to the TV.
I forgot. No couch. Gaming chair.
Oh yeah, a
those are expensive.
Couple beanbag chairs.
Maybe that.
Maybe a couple
beanbag
chairs.
Yeah,
yeah, that are beer like beer label
right
themed. I'm picturing a leather couch also, like the one that I had when I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. In my living room was like a sectional kind of wrapped around, and it had two.
Oh, that's fancy.
One on either end reclined.
I imagine just like a futon.
It wasn't made out
so
of
your boys
it wasn't
come
real
over.
Leather. Let's put it that way. Yeah. But one at each end, there was the recliner seat that would come up at the corners of the couch. Oh,
why do you ladies have to embarrass us, guys? I said that about my leather couch, and someone was like, "It's not leather." Oh, I thought it was. They told me when I bought it.
It's pleather.
It looks like leather to me.
Oh, God.
Also, no curtains or drapes, just like dusty blinds.
Yep.
Right.
You forgot the pictures and the TV. It's mounted all the way up to the ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody posted on Reddit, you just washed your hands. What part of your face do you touch first? Natasha, you can answer for me. What do I touch first?
JV touches his mouth. It goes right into his mouth, his finger to
washed
his
or not.
Tongue.
I have really cut down on that. I'm stopping myself, but I still touch my chin, and I realize it's like something in my mind has stopped me from putting my finger straight into my mouth and, you know, grabbing my tonsil. But I do still like I have to touch my chin. I have to touch my face, but I'm not getting it near my mouth. I'm improving.
Do you realize you were picking something out of your eyebrow like just like 2 minutes ago?
No, I didn't.
You were.
What?
I was watching you like.
What do you think was up in there?
I have no idea. Maybe some.
And then did I eat it?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm not far from, you know, on that evolutionary chain.
Yeah.
That last thing we were picking stuff out of the eyebrows and eating it.
Breakfast.
What about you guys? You just washed your hands. And what's the first thing you touch in your face?
I go straight to my mouth.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always like the
don't stop.
Oh, Selena, why'd you do it?
I'm sorry.
Why'd you just do it?
I always go to like the corners of my mouth. I don't know
I
why.
Heard a commercial on Wild 94.9 saying that laptop you're touching and all these things, those are dirtier than toilet seats. You've been all over your laptop and now you just...
Okay,
I almost said you fingered your mouth.
She did. Well, why did you have to act it out? This is radio.
To show
no one
you.
Can see you.
Yeah. I just wanted to show you guys. Okay, fine. It. Fine. I won't show you.
Graham, what do you touch?
If I've just washed my hands, I'm touching the inside of my nose first.
Ew.
You do?
Well, this whole outbreak's really ruined a good nose pick. You can't do it anymore. So if I've got perfectly clean hands, I need to go in there once in a while for some just general maintenance.
Just to check out what's going on?
Yes.
And Natasha?
I don't touch my face because when I touch my face, I break out. So
yeah, you're good at not touching your face.
Just don't ever do it.
Really quick, I just want to do some quick hits here. Corona quick hits. And it's all positive. A principal has been doing morning announcements. Do you think any kids are showing up for that?
No.
No. Principal's like, I'm going to be right here doing the morning announcements if you want to tune in. No one's going to. This is great stuff, though. Burger King will be giving away free kids' meals.
Yes.
Two per parent to make sure kids have something to eat. That's
great. And
I'll
eat them both.
No. For your kids. If you need help homeschooling, there's something called Scholastic.com. Free online courses. So that's great. Selena, think about that.
Yeah, I love that.
If you want to do it for your daughter, or are you doing the homeschooling?
Well, I just found out. Remember yesterday I was talking to Ish about our school district. Like, they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Turns out they are. They're actually, you can go pick up packets, weekly packets, which I'm going to start doing, or you can go online and get like plans.
Good. So. Trader Joe's had a huge uptick, obviously, in business. So they're handing out bonuses to all of their employees.
Nice.
Right before St. Patty's Day, the makers of Jameson Irish Whiskey donated $500,000 to the U.S. Bartenders Guild. An IKEA store in Sweden found 50,000 face masks
in their warehouses. They've donated them all to hospitals. I have so many good stories. We'll sprinkle them in later. And Selena, what do you got coming up?
Okay, so Miley Cyrus said she was so, I guess, attacked after her VMA performance in Robin Thicke,
yeah,
that she wouldn't wear a bikini because she got body shamed so much for like 3 years. Mm. That's coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
Hottest things trending.
What's hot in hit music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Jackie checking in. Hey, JB Show, by now I would be turning on the radio with the kids, getting them ready for school, but no matter what, I'm still up listening to you guys right now. I just do it through my TV. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Stacey C saying the same thing, checking in. Thank you, Sue, checking in. Sue, love you so much. Ismael saying, I've been here with you guys since 6 a.m. We really, really appreciate it. He also said, you should show this to your boss that loves Star Wars. He'd get a good laugh from it. Breaking news, due to the coronavirus, the Bunta Eve Podrasi has been canceled in fear of further spread.
I don't know what that means.
If I take that to my boss, he's going to die laughing, I'm sure. Yep. But then I'm going to be stuck hearing about what it means.
Well, it's going to take the plot from a couple different movies to probably explain that joke.
Yeah. Big Blue checking in. Yep, starting off my day with the morning show. I just found some precious essentials as well. He's got some... he got himself a lot of toilet paper there. How did you get so much toilet paper? All right, everything trending, Selena, brought to us by?
By Serendipity Food Truck, serving American comfort food. Follow them on Instagram at Serendipity Truck SF. So Miley Cyrus didn't wear a bikini or shorts for 2 years after the world body shamed her. This is more to come out of her Instagram live session with Demi Lovato. She opened up about how she was really affected after her 2013 VMA performance with Robin Thicke. If you don't remember, she wore that nude colored bodysuit and she was on stage just like grinding everything and anything, sometimes even nothing, like just the air. She was, you know, there thrusting. And people made memes. People laughed at her. They started comparing her to a turkey. In her words, Miley says, you know, she was so skinny and pasty that people saw that and they just ran with it. It made her feel so bad that she was afraid to wear certain things like shorts or certain bathing suits for 2 whole years. She says it also made her feel like a total fraud because remember during that phase of her career, her whole attitude was like, I don't give a F. I'll do what I want.
Right. Selena, that's as you're doing the story, I'm thinking, wait, I thought everyone loved her so much because she was so confident.
Yes.
She was showing, you know, ladies, this
she
is how to be strong.
Had to exhume that because that was the front she was putting on. But deep down inside, this stuff really affected her.
Well, that sucks.
It sucks so much. And I would have never known. She cut her hair off. She was getting different tattoos and doing her. And to think that that could affect her at that time when I thought nothing got to her is crazy to me.
That's what we all thought. We're like, wow, good for you. Look how strong you are. But yeah, I mean, we're all just human.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we have to talk about this Cardi B remix that has gone viral. Last week, we played some of Cardi's rant where she admitted she was getting a little panicky about the coronavirus. Well, some DJ I Marquise, decided to make like a song using her rant. Here's just a small clip of it.
I like it.
It's so coronavirus.
Jamie, the coronavirus.
The song is huge. People are buying it on iTunes. It's being played in clubs like globally. There's a video of people like dancing to it at a club in Brazil.
Yeah.
Like people are just eating this up. Well, what was really cool is the DJ announced that all the proceeds, all the sales from his song, he's going to donate to food banks.
Okay.
Cardi B, when I first heard that she was, you know, she wanted to get royalties, she wanted to get paid, I was like, that's kind of selfish of her.
Yeah.
Turns out she is on board to donate all the money to the food banks as well. She says it's going to take a while to get that money out there, but she says even months from now, people will still be affected by the outbreak and people are out of work and stuff like that. So
we'll just have to make a guess here. And I didn't know the story was coming. Otherwise, I would have looked it up. But do you think she can demand royalties? Or is that public domain? Like, I know if the president makes a speech, you can do anything you want. It was it was going out on a public platform. He was just talking and you can turn it into a song, funny, blah, blah, blah. And here she is on social media or whatever. And she's talking and I thought people could just take those things and turn you into a joke if they want, and you're protected. No? Yeah? No? Do we know?
That's what I thought. Because you didn't make the song. Like, you've like shot this video and you put it out there for the world, and it's public at that point, right? Nobody stole your vocals or anything like that.
When you're in the industry, the record industry, they copyright the music. They're saying this is a finished product.
Yeah.
We're putting a copyright on it, the lyrics and the sound and everything, so you can't mess with it. That's not, like Selena said, that's not a song that she was doing. Someone turned your words into one.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, you know, she posted on social media, if you can't profit off a picture that I've posted on social media, I own that picture, right? But right. Songs like this are usually protected because it's a parody. And I think that's where he can say, well, this is a parody of whatever she put out. I'm allowed to make fun of it, in essence, which is
I think Graham's right. I think he's onto something there. There is, you're allowed to do parodies of stuff, and you're protected. You're like kind of making a joke of it.
Right.
Right. What do you got, Selena? I see a look on your face.
I'm looking it up, and I might have something in a second, but is it possible that maybe she wanted to get paid, wanted royalties, and wanted that money for herself, but when she realized she couldn't, she was like, fine, we'll just donate
to someone might have told her, you can't legally do it. Okay, I'll act like I'm on board.
But I'm looking up an official answer. I'll do some research.
I think I saw that song was like charting. Like, it's actually getting a legit amount of downloads.
Wow. All right, Graham, what do you got?
All right, this is a little unsettling. There's some new info about how long coronavirus cough droplets can stay up in the air and live up floating around in the air. We already have heard numerous reports about how long the virus could survive on different surfaces, on some things like plastics, as many as 3 days, they say, or more, and even 24 hours on a porous surface like cardboard. But now numerous different research groups have determined that when an infected person coughs out micro droplets containing the virus, they can stay up in the air for up to three hours. They say that in turbulent air or really heavy humid air, they'll settle faster. But many researchers believe that the virus being airborne is the way that it's, you know, spreading the easiest. They say, of course, you can get it from touching a surface that has the virus on it and then touching your mouth or nose or eyes. But they think that's likely not the main way it's getting transmitted. They say the best practice, obviously, is to cover your cough, but everybody needs to act like they already have the virus. Treat every situation like you already have it.
I'm
don't
no
want to spread it.
Disease specialist. I'm no scientist. This is just JV wondering once I heard that. How many of us really have it? If someone coughs and it can stay in the air for 3 hours, then everyone has walked through that cough. I got to wonder how many of us really have it and have processed it, you know?
Yeah. And the scary thing is they think it's like 4 out of 5 people either got it from somebody that didn't know they had it. You know, basically it's a high percentage of people that don't know they have it that are coughing.
All right. Thank you, Graham. KYLD, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. We are Wild 94.9. After Doja Cat here, we'll have a little meeting in the ladies room.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Doja Cat, Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. Good morning. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
I like this Twitter name, Shimmy Shimmy Coco Puff. Checking in, saying JV, I'm with you guys every morning, especially right now. It helps keep me sane. We appreciate you checking in. We appreciate you being here. So Selena, you dug a little further. So Cardi B was talking about coronavirus and all this stuff. A DJ turns it into a song. Graham and I were thinking, well, if he's making that kind of a parody, like making this into a silly thing, there are laws that protect that. But what are your findings?
Here's what I found, and I'm reading this from Rolling Stone, who actually did a whole like investigation into this.
They did.
They said, according to one music attorney, this likely does represent a copyright violation because copyright in any sound recording belongs to the maker of the recording, even if it's like a video for Instagram or whatever. Also, it's really common for record labels to include a clause in contracts with a recording artist that claims all recordings by the artist, which could be anything from Instagram videos to voice notes to any recordings on their phone, whatever, would belong to them. Wow. And so
the way I interpret that second one, it's just a record company letting you know, hey, don't think you can go on Instagram and start doing this side business. We own your voice. I think that's more them telling Cardi, we own all your recordings. You're not making any side stuff. But the first part of that is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I would, as you think about it more, the parody thing protects you, JV, if you want to make a remix of Cardi B song using her exact lyrics, basically, or
that's
spoofing them
parody.
Similar. That's the parody.
Yeah.
I guess, this is different because he's using her actual voice, a recording of it.
Right. Interesting. I owe Natasha an apology, and then we'll get into our meeting in the ladies' room. Yesterday, we're at the house. It's about like 3 o'clock, and she goes, "We're having an earthquake." I go, "Call you, just calm down. We're not." She goes, "You didn't feel that earthquake?" I go, "No, we didn't. There was one off the coast of Northern California, Humboldt County area.
You felt it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Our building, I didn't feel it's it. Made to like sway.
They feel everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's how they build them. All the buildings, if the more movement they have, I guess it's better. Some of them are like on rollers.
Yeah, they're on big rollers.
Yeah.
I still want to see how that works.
Not at our house. It's scary all the time. Luckily, I was kind of moving around. She goes, "That was a little earthquake." I go, "No, it wasn't." So, Natasha, you were right. All right. So, Selena, let's kick off this meeting in the ladies' room.
Okay. So, you know how Tom Brady, not with the Patriots anymore, and they're saying that he's going to be going to the Bucks in Florida. So, I was just kind of thinking, like, he has a wife, you know what I mean? So she's going to have to up and move from Boston to Florida. I'm just thinking from her standpoint, she's going to have to just move her entire life for her husband's work. I mean, it's a lot easier when you're just a supermodel. It's not like you have a regular 9-to-5 that you have to worry about. But it's not like it's still an easy transition. Would you guys be able to do that? Like, Natasha, you did that for JV, for his job. Was that hard for you? Do you have any like slight regrets at all?
This is going to get tough.
Yeah, it was really hard, but I can't say that I would change anything because I have to believe things happen the way they're supposed to. But if I would have...
If I go back and do it all over again.
Yeah, you guys hear a little regret there? I heard a little regret.
Well, if I would have like done things differently, I wouldn't have you, JV. So No, I can't say that.
Do you guys think this is fair on Giselle? Tom, you had your legacy. You've played. You've done your thing. You've set so many records. There's no reason for you to pull all of us out of our home for you to eke out 2 more years. I feel it's a little selfish. A tiny bit. Unless he went to his family and said, "How do you guys feel?" And if any one of them, from kids to wife, said, "I don't want to move. This is our home," I think he should end it right there. I really do. You've thought about yourself and your career, and you're the big star forever. Well, what about your family?
Yeah, and his kids are well into their school there, you know, so they're going to be getting torn away from all their friends and stuff. And that would be tough to hear your kids say, "I don't want to move." You know, obviously that happens to families all the time. But
like when I was a kid, we had to. Yeah. You know, I still cried and I was like, "I don't want to move." Well, we can't make things happen. We don't have money here. We have to leave. Tom has plenty of money.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're winding up in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, if if it starts falling apart, the kid should say, "I told you and you suck, Dad.
I told you so."
The team sucks.
Well, I'm saying the team, you know, the team is one thing, but the city. I mean, I don't want to go live in Tampa, you know, regardless. I mean, the thing that eases this situation a little bit, I think, for Giselle is that, you know, she's made more money than Tom Brady has in his career.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's made more money, and I'm sure they have no shortage of access to private jets, you know, if either of them needs to travel for any purpose.
I think it's great to be like a supportive wife or girlfriend or whatever, but I draw the line when you do have kids because they need stability and you can't just be uprooting them every few years.
Selena, you're now in love. I mean, these things are different when you're in love. Like, what do you do? How do you handle it? So let's say your man got his dream. You've been doing your dream thing for a while and you're still doing it. Mm-hmm. And he gets his dream gig right now. Your boyfriend has a really good job, mm-hmm. but like this new thing is like, "Oh my God, I'll never have this opportunity again. Let's go to New York."
And I have to leave this?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think I am. Do I have to answer this? Can we just?
Wow. No, I like that. We couldn't imagine doing this show without you, but I like the amount of love that you're into, because that's a different thought now. Before, you wouldn't even consider it, but you're really in love. So you're like, it's tough.
I would consider it. I don't know if I could actually do that. I'm not about to rip my daughter away from
our family
and move across the country where we will have nobody.
Like, but you'll be rich.
That's what I want to throw in as well.
You'll have a private jet. And he gave you allowance to go shopping every day.
Yeah, fine.
Fine, I'm in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Billie Eilish on Wild 94.9. So she posted, "Since we're all home anyways, why not foster some babies? not like actual babies, but puppies. She has two of them
that
she gets to snuggle with at home.
Did you see them? What are they?
They're little pit bull puppies, and they're adorable. They're
Natasha,
so cute.
Do you want to do it? Do you want to foster some little puppy puppies?
I would love to.
We just do it for a minute, and then they go. It would be hard to give them up.
I don't think you guys could.
I know. Now we got two pit bulls. Lenisi's angry about it. Dexter's like, what is this? You know what? We really thought Dexter, our pup here that we take to work every day, was going to get along with your dog. He wasn't feeling your dog.
No, not at all.
How's your doggy doing?
He's good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wish he had another doggy to play with. He doesn't interact a lot with other dogs.
Yeah.
My cousin has a dog like the same age. They were supposed to have their first puppy play date over the weekend.
And?
But the rain like ruined it. She lives in Walnut Creek, the drive.
Your dog seems easygoing though. Like he'd get along with anyone.
He goes to anyone. He's too nice. Like, we don't want him getting dog napped.
Oh, yeah. You said that about that breed. That's why they get stolen a lot. All right. So back to our meeting in the ladies' room, and Graham has something.
I read an article yesterday from a woman who basically said that when it comes to when you first start dating someone, all your friends should just butt out. Hold your judgment on that person, even if, you know, they've only gone on one date with a guy, because it might, you know, kind of taint that person's opinion of them.
Can you say taint?
Yes, you can.
It depends on how you're using it.
Right. So I want to ask...
How you're using the taint.
Yeah, hopefully delicately. Yeah. I wanted to ask the ladies, how involved
Some sunscreen on it.
Do you want... Yeah, you don't want to put that out directly in the
tank. In a tanning bed.
Right. How involved do you guys want your friends? If you were to just start dating someone, are you of the opinion, butt out, don't give me any judgment about what they look like, nothing... Or do you want them to give some maybe not so positive, you know, kind of criticism right off the bat?
No, I want somebody who's going to agree with what I think about them.
So you don't want their opinion?
I know what friends are going to say negative things, and I know what friends are going to say positive things, and it'll be happy for me no matter what. So those are the people, and it's just like one. Everybody else is more like, well, are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did people question AJ?
At first, yeah.
Doesn't it feel nice to go,
yes. Yes,
didn't know
it
what
does.
You're talking about, did you?
Yeah, it does.
I think, Natasha, didn't everyone tell you, get away from this dude? Or did they?
Well, all of your friends said that you were the greatest.
No, I mean, what did friends tell your friends tell you about me?
Yeah, well, they didn't know you. That's why.
Well, it didn't help you dress like a thug with that oversized FUBU outfit.
Yeah, you baggy jeans and the...
That was what people were wearing. It wasn't FUBU, by the way.
Yes, it was.
It was a windbreaker with jeans. What are you talking about?
That's why I don't FUBU listen. Outfit. I don't listen to my friends' opinions about people.
Does it make you feel good when several people were like, yeah, this guy's this, and you know, I know, even dudes were like, I know dudes like this. He's just blah, 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 and blah, blah,
they
blah.
They always say that. He's running game. Like, what are his intentions?
Yeah. Does it feel good to go, here we are many years later?
Well, you know,
it doesn't just feel good to go, ha, you were wrong.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Next topic. What?
Just say yes, Natasha. Yes, it feels wonderful.
It feels great.
Wait, why were you having trouble with it? Like, doesn't it feel good to prove them wrong? Like, what are you having trouble with? What is it?
Yes, to prove them wrong.
I don't want to put words. I don't want to put words in your mouth, though. Like,
it does. It feels good to know that.
You know, did you fall asleep on us?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Natasha, usually we're at home and she goes, what I was trying to say. It's like 3 p.m. Remember earlier what I was trying to say?
This will bother her all day. She wasn't able to get her words out.
Yeah. No, I.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? What do you got for us?
Honestly, those people, I would rather not have them in my life if they have this negative feeling about you, because they don't know you, and for them to make judgments about you, I feel like they're making judgments about me. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Like, you dummy, you don't know what
exactly.
You're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. And all those people that made those judgments on you, I'm not friends with them for that reason.
Right. Exactly. And so, does it feel good that you were right?
Well, let me put it
put these words in my mouth and I'll say it.
The reason why it doesn't feel good is because I didn't give them a chance to get to know you. So they still have those opinions about you. And I wish I had the chance to like show them who you really were, because now
rather than just saying, okay, that's what it is, because she's a nice person. Yes. I would rather them see what I see.
Yeah.
Other than just going, ha ha.
Yes.
Because you're too nice of a person. It'd be much better to go, ha ha. It worked, you idiot.
Yeah.
That's the opinion we're trying to put into your mouth. All right, one final thing, Selena.
Okay, so AJ, that's my man's name. Him being home all the time from work now, it's kind of screwing with my usual like bathroom time, you know?
Oh.
It's like before when I had to go, it wasn't a problem because he was gone at work all day.
You had your time to go.
Yes, I had the house to myself. Now I come home from work, he's there.
That's tough.
Anything I do, he's there, like,
right.
Selena, fifth floor.
I'm not doing it at work. I'm not doing it at work.
No one's here in the building anymore.
We do have an empty floor up there.
Yeah,
I think it's true. No one's here now. It's just empty out.
But, yeah. Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
My schedule doesn't work like that.
Oh, you're okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm
got to get your schedule.
I don't know how, but yeah, I got to work on that, I guess. But also, I'm thankful that I'm backed up. So I haven't. Yeah.
Nobody's ever said that before. I'm really thankful that
I haven't had to go since this whole COVID-19 thing. So
that started a couple months ago.
Well, he's only
been thankful
home
for that.
He's only been home since Monday, so it's only been.
Oh my God, you got problems! It's Thursday, bro.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
You got problems.
I was thinking, today it's probably Tuesday today. Not so bad. It's Thursday.
I'm thankful that I'm backed up. He's been home since Monday.
What you got to do is time it out. There's a 12-hour like milk magnesia thing. So you go here in the building where there's no one here.
Oh, can you, maybe reset your system with the assistance of a little milk and magnesia, get things
maybe
flowing. And then your time resets.
Yes.
Although you're going once a week, you're fine. you're all good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I've been holding on to this to make sure that we have her here. Cedric hit us earlier. He said, hey, guys, gals, can I get a special happy birthday shout out to my best cousin in the whole world? Her name is Deltrice, and she should be listening right around 8:30. Deltrice, happy birthday to you. From Cedric and from all of us as well. Selena, what do you got coming up?
So Bachelor Nation is shooketh over whatever the heck is going on with Hannah B and Tyler C right now. All we know is they are quarantining together in the same space. We'll discuss coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So Drake is quarantining about... Or after being around someone, right? Wasn't there something?
Yes, he is self-isolating because he was hanging out with KD, with Kevin Durant.
Smelling
and
his jockstrap.
Probably. That's what he does to all NBA
Please,
players.
Please, NBA players, let me get around your jockstrap.
As you know, Kevin tested positive.
Yeah.
So just out of, you know, just being cautious,
he's
self-isolating.
Gotcha.
Hottest things.
What's hot in hit music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Today's Hottest Trending, brought to us by Squeeze.com Juice Cleanses.
Yes.
Order yours today. Okay, so Bachelor Nation is shooketh over whatever is happening with Hannah B and Tyler C. So last week, people saw Tyler picking up Hannah from the airport, which is strange. People are like, are they dating or what is happening?
I don't even know anymore which Hannah's who and Tyler. And I'm Bachelor Nation guy, but I can't keep it all straight. Which two are these?
Tyler's the one that dated Gigi Hadid.
Okay.
After he was rejected by Hannah. Remember she picked Jed? This sounds weird coming from me. I'm not even Bachelor
You're
Nation.
The one telling me. Yeah.
I know.
So I'm going to look up Tyler C. But
you'll know. Look him up. You'll know exactly who I'm talking about. So now we know that Hannah and Tyler, they're even quarantining together in Florida.
Yeah.
And now people really want to know what is going on with them. According to a source, they're like, guys and girls can just be friends, you know. There's nothing romantic going on with them. They're just really good friends. They have a lot of love for each other. But who knows, down the line, maybe there could be sparks. By the way, they're catching some heat right now because they are self-isolating, not alone like you're supposed to be. They have a group of friends in Florida. They even started a TikTok account named The Quarantine Crew. And while the rest of the country is like going through this crisis, they've all been seen, you know, playing volleyball on the beach, hanging out on boats and doing TikTok videos.
I don't know what's going on with Florida. Yeah, I'm reading a headline. Hannah Brown and Tyler Cameron have reunited, but they need to go inside. I don't know what's going on with Florida.
Yeah.
They're just so defiant with it all. We've all seen the videos of the spring breakers.
Yes.
Like I planned to go here for a long time. It's been a week and a half that I was planning on going. And if I get it, like, so what? I'm not old, bro.
Spring break.
They just don't care.
I think like what they need to do is close the beaches. I think I saw a headline. I'm trying to find it really quick. That said, the governor is like refusing to shut down all the beaches.
Why? Why doesn't the governor understand? It's something we talked about a little bit. If we're wanting this to shut this down, we need all states to kind of do this together.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it can't just be on California, because if we kind of slow this thing way down, but then a bunch of Floridians go, oh, cool, you guys are back open for Disneyland. Now we want to go out there. And yeah. And you guys haven't taken the time to do this. We start all over in California.
I saw the hashtag close the beaches was trending this morning on Twitter, because a lot of people are sharing the same sentiment as us. Close the beaches, go home, spring breakers.
Yeah. And on what you're saying, Selena, people are not having it. There's these TikTokers and TikTok houses.
Yeah.
Of a bunch of influencers together going, we're all together. We're going to get through this together. And people are like, no, don't you understand social distancing? We don't need your TikTok videos. We need you to abide like the rest of us are doing.
You're supposed to be alone. That's the whole point. Right. Okay, so Shaq crashed a first grade video chat lesson. So he turns out he's a family friend of one of the students. So this is in Georgia. I guess he was just hanging out at the family's house. The kids there are in isolation over coronavirus fears. So when Shaq heard that they were all doing a lesson over FaceTime, they got the teacher on one screen, then, you know, a bunch of the students, he decided to hop on his student friend's screen to brighten everybody's day.
She can either send them to me on Dojo, or she can email them to me, or you can load them in Google Classroom, whichever is easiest.
Hello, Miss Millette.
Hello. Is that Shaq? Oh my goodness. Hold on a second. Let me see. Hi, Shaq.
Oh my God, Shaq. What's up, buddy? Hello, Miss Millette. Oh, Brianna.
He started saying hi like individually to the kids. Like, wow. It was super cool.
Say it three times fast. Shaq crashed the class.
Shaq crashed the class. Shaq crashed the class.
You can't do it.
Shaq crashed the class. Oh my God.
Graham, three times fast.
Shaq crashed the class. Shaq crashed.
No, you can't even.
That was worse.
I'll bet there's no human that can get to the second one. Natasha, try it. Shaq crashed the class.
Shaq crashed the class. Shaq crashed.
Back to Selena.
Shaq crashed the class.
Nope. Graham.
Shaq crashed the class. Shaq crashed the class.
Nope. And Natasha.
Shaq crashed the cat. No.
That's JV.
Did you say Shaq crashed the cack?
That's what I heard.
That's not good. All right, Graham.
All right. With several NBA players testing positive for the coronavirus, a lot of people were a little upset that it seemed like the NBA had no problem getting tests for their players when the rest of us seemingly have no chance of ever being tested.
Uh-huh.
The number of available test kits is finally ramping up a bit here in the United States, but it's still way, way behind where it should be. Well, according to reports, the NBA teams that did have their players tested hired private companies to do it, but not all teams did it. And one of those teams that said they did not test their players is the Golden State Warriors.
Wow.
Warriors GM Bob Myers was asked why they hadn't tested earlier this week, and he said, we've been told that testing's in short supply, so we're treating ourselves like people, which is what we are. We're not better than anybody.
Wow. It's Go ahead, Selena.
I was going to say, wow.
Yeah, I was watching a documentary yesterday, and they have a program at San Quentin where they're wanting to rehabilitate these players. So the Warriors are super involved, and they have uniforms, and they play people on the outside. Like, this Warriors organization is just so incredible on so many levels.
It is top notch. It's second to none.
Man, they're just incredible. And the coaching staff shows up and plays against them. And then they got one guy to try out for the D League for the Warriors once he got out of prison. Like,
that's
just
awesome.
Yeah, really good stuff. All right, and finally, Graham?
With the shelter-in-place order now encompassing the entire Bay Area, every single county, we knew the restaurant and bar business was going to be suffering, but I hadn't even thought about how bad the hotel business is doing until I saw this yesterday. The W Hotel in San Francisco announced they're temporarily closing down because of lack of demand. The hotel is, you guys have probably seen it. I've actually stayed there, I think, one time. The hotel's right next door to the Museum of Modern Arts, right by the Moscone Convention Center, one of the normally busiest areas of downtown.
Yeah.
It has 401 rooms. The W did not say when they would reopen, although there were rooms available to book if you looked online starting May 1st, but that may be wishful thinking. We don't know. Nationwide, the hotel industry expects 1 million U.S. jobs may have already been eliminated or will be eliminated in the next few weeks.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.